at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church, where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Welcome to the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello everyone, this is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning, and we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. We ask you to call a friend, tell a neighbor that we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, right here on C103. And again, it's a great privilege to come to you. And we want to give you the directions out to our church so you can come out and pay us a visit. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you're going to get off Interstate 32, get off the Mount Orb Fayetteville exit, turn left on Route 68, go approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, Ohio, you want to take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We want to also send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors, the ones that make this broadcast possible. We couldn't do it without them, and we appreciate all that they do. And that is Harold and Louise Brummett, right there in Buford, Ohio, faithful contributor, faithful listener right here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. We appreciate them. We want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes in West Union. We appreciate her. Appreciate the way she supports the broadcast. We want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen in Blanchester, Ohio. We've been praying for them, asking the Lord to strengthen and help them. And we appreciate all that they do here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. We also want to give out our website address. I'll tell you what, the Lord's really been blessing us here. And it's a great informational tool for you out there in Radio Land can go to and find out more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. And that is www.5milehc.org. Again, that's www.5milehc.org. You can go to that and click on our homepage there, and there's a various links you can go to. And most of all, you can hear the radio broadcast 7 days a week. We update it monthly, And you can go to that website and share it with a friend or a neighbor and download it. And all kinds of good opportunities there. We also have our guest speakers on the website. And maybe you can find a favorite there. And I just thought about God's been so good to us here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. And if you like this broadcast and you enjoy what you're hearing every Sunday at 11 o'clock and you've been blessed by it, we'd sure like to hear from you. Would you take a moment and sit down and drop us a line and send all correspondence to our church address, or I'm sorry, our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. Again, send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. We'll get that. And if you have any special requests in there, write it down. You gotta want us to pray about it? We can do that. And we'll give you a holler out on the radio. We appreciate each and every one. Again, we're in our second year now. The beginning of our second year on the radio, and we feel like God is really helping us in this behalf, and we pray that we've added souls to the kingdom of God. And we're going to try to do that again this morning. And if you have your Bibles and you'd like to read with us, we're going to be reading from the book of Genesis. From the book of Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25. This is a familiar story. Has been used over the years in various texts. But we're going to try to preach today if God be my helper. The Bible said Genesis chapter 25 and verse 31. Amen. I'm sorry. Let's go up to verse 23. The Bible said, "And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other. And the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red, all over like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took a hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat the venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sawed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. Esau said to Jacob, Feed me, I pray thee, with some of that red pottage, for I am faint, and therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, Sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, Behold, I'm at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, Swear to me this day. And he sware unto him, and sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Amen. I want to skip over real quickly to Genesis chapter 27, two chapters over, and help familiarize the listening audience of this story. We find that Esau and Jacob was born, and they grew, and they was two different type of people. One was a hunter, and one was a tent maker. And we find that both of them was loved by their mother and father, but in different ways. The Bible said that Isaac loved Esau, and the Bible says Rebekah loved Jacob. And I thought about it caused problems later on in life as they got older. And as they got older, we find that it was time for Isaac to pass away. I mean, he knew that his time was near. And he began to ask of Esau to make me some venison, to make me some pottage, because it was his favorite dish. And he said, Would you please go out and kill some venison and make me some pottage and drink so that I may die? And I'll give you the blessings, he said. For you see, back in that time, in that dispensation of the law, the elder received the blessing. But we find in Genesis chapter 27 in this story that the mother Rebekah overheard what Isaac had told Esau. So she ran and grabbed Jacob and told Jacob, Jacob, go out and kill me two kids, goats, and bring them in, and I will cook the venison for your father, and I will take the skin of the goats, and I will put it upon thee and decorate your arms and your neck as if you are Esau. And you'll go in and you'll give him the venison that you may receive the blessing. Now I want you to realize this morning what's going on in this story. We find a father that's at his deathbed. I mean, he's getting ready to go on to be with the Lord. Amen. And he's getting ready to give the blessing to the child. Amen. So that the inheritance will be distributed to him. And that he would be Lord over the family. But I thought about here that as a mother, amen, that is mixed feelings between the two. And we find that the Bible said that she loved Jacob more than Esau. And I find that query here this morning, amen, because I have children and I know I have the same love for all three. Amen, I wouldn't make any difference in any one of them. But in this passage, we find a difference in this family. Amen, and it cause trouble down the road, but we find in the story in Genesis chapter 27, amen, that she did what she had said. Amen, she cooked the venison and she decorated Jacob. And he went into his father and said to his father, "Here is your venison, father." And the father said, "Is that you, Esau?" Amen. And Jacob said, "Yes." And the Lord, and Isaac replied and said, "You have the voice of Jacob, but you smell like Esau." Amen. Praise be to God. I want you to know today, amen, know that Isaac was blind. He could not see, but he had senses to know there was a difference. I want you to know out there in radio land, amen, God knows the difference. Amen. You can decorate yourself as much as you want to. You can play the part on the outside, but on the inside, God knows. God knows what you do on the inside and on the outside. Amen. But I want you to know you're not deceived, God. Amen. You can play it out here to the people. You can deceive the church age. But you're not deceived, God. For the Bible said God knows the intent of the heart and the thought of the mind. Amen. I want to preach this morning. If God would help me for a few minutes of time, I want to preach on a deal that's gone bad. Amen. A deal that's gone bad. Amen. I want you to realize what's going on here. Amen. We've got a father that's getting ready to die, and the blessing has got to go to the elder. Amen. But there's a deceiving, a conniving going on in the family. The mother is using her son, amen, that she loved to receive the blessing. Amen. We find in this story that God, that Isaac began to bless, and he gave the blessing to Jacob. And when Esau came out of the field, he walked in and said, "Father, here is your venison." And the Bible said that Isaac said, "Who are you?" Esau said, "Father, I am your elder son, father. Amen. I did what you have commanded me." And the Bible said that Isaac trembled. He trembled because he knew that something was wrong. He said, "Oh, Esau, I've already given the blessing away." Amen. He knew that he had been deceived. Amen. Esau came and cried and said, "Isaac, father, father, do you have a blessing more? Amen. Please, father, bless me." And the Bible said that Isaac said to Esau, "Amen, I've already given the blessing to Jacob." Amen. And he said, "Jacob shall be Lord over you, and you shall be his servant." Could you imagine the tension in the family? Could you imagine what happened here? But see, it all started a few chapters before. Amen. The day that Esau came and he was hungry. Amen. He said he was about ready to faint. And he said to Jacob, "Give me the pottage that day, at least I die." Amen. And Jacob deceived him that day and said, "Well, sell me your birthright." Amen. "Give me your birthright and I'll give you the food." Amen, brother. He did it. He did it not realizing what he gave away. Amen. He turned it over not realizing what he lost. I want you to know today out there in radio land, the Lord began to lay on my heart. Amen. To preach out there to those folks that's in the highways and in the hedges and in your home. I want you to know. I want you to listen at this old time preacher this morning. I want you to hear me today concerning this story. Amen. We find amen in the book of Hebrews. In the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, there's a sadness to this story. Amen. Yes, there was anger between the brothers. Yes. Oh, could you imagine? Amen. Amen. The angry and the amen and the strife that was between the two, simply because he was deceived to take the blessing from his brother. But in the book of Hebrews, the Bible said, chapter 12, it talks about Esau and Jacob, but that leaves a sad story behind. It says here in Hebrews chapter 12, amen, in verse 17, the Bible said, "For you know how that afterward, when we would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place for repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears." And listen at the Bible here. He said, "Because Esau, for one morsel of meat, sold his birthright." And the Bible said he sought it, amen, with tears. Amen. And the Bible said he found no repentance. Amen. That's why I felt like today to tell you out there in radio land, amen, you've got something inside of you. Amen. It's called a soul. Amen. And God give it to you. Amen. He's going to require of you at the end of your day and the things that you've done in this life. Amen. Brother, let me tell you something today. The devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy. The devil's trying to take that joy. The devil's trying to take the blessings from your life. The devil wants your soul this morning. I want you to know today he'll offer you, amen, all the riches of the world. He'll offer you all the material that it has. He'll give you the fine automobile and the nice home and a good job. Amen. You may say the Lord blesses that away. Yes, he does. Amen. But I want you to know the Bible said to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. What other things, preacher? Amen. He'll add to you health. He'll add to you food and raiment. He'll add to you a home. Amen. And provision. Yes, sir. These are the things that the world seek after. But he said in his word, seek first me. Seek first the kingdom of God. Amen. Brother, you have to put your priorities straight today. Amen. You may say today, I've heard it over and over. Amen. I ain't got time for church preacher. I ain't got time. Amen. Amen for religion. But brother, let me tell you something. Amen. You'll find time. Amen. Because on that great getting up morning, amen, when you change from mortality, amen, to immortality, amen, when this old man dies, amen, and you stand before God, you'll wish a thousand times over, amen, I would have made time for the Master. I would have gave my heart to the Lord. I want to preach to you out there in radio land. Amen. On a deal gone bad. Amen. In my 25 years of preaching, I have found that many of the people sat in a pew. Amen. After the preaching and the Holy Ghost Spirit moving and a drawing their soul, I've seen them sit there. Amen. Cross the arms and shake the head. Amen. You draw them to an altar. You plead for their soul. Amen. They get up and leave. Amen. Maybe not even bow down to pray. Amen. Praise be to God. They say in their mind, I've got plenty of time. I'll get ready. Amen. When it's too late. Amen. Brother, let me tell you today. Amen. Stop procrastinating. Stop putting it off to tomorrow. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. That's the word, brother. I want to tell you out there in radio land. Amen. Be careful. Amen. Praise be to God where you lend your ear to. Be careful where your feet take you to. Amen. The devil is out there as a roaring lion. Walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Brother, you have no protection. Amen. You say, I don't realize what you're saying, preacher. Amen. The Bible teaches us. Amen. The weapons of all warfare, they are not carnal. But they are spiritual mighty through God. Brother, we are spiritual beings. Even though we have flesh and bones, and we can feel and touch and see. There's a soul inside of us that gives us life. Amen. The Word of God said, in Him, who? Jesus, we live and have our being. Brother, you're not your own. You may think you're the boss. You may think, amen, I've done this and I've done that. Amen, I've built this and I've built that. I want you to know that God gives you the strength, that God gives you the health, that God gives you the ability to do the things that you do. The Bible said you're not your own, but you've been bought with a price. I said you've been bought with a price, the Bible said. He paid the supreme sacrifice on Calvary. He paid the ransom on the cross. Amen. You're not your own. Amen. You're going back to the one who gave it. Your souls are going back to the one who gave it. And the body's going back to the dust of the earth. But what I felt like talking to you today about, amen, on a deal that's gone bad. Esau and Jacob made a deal that day in the field, and he sold his birthright. Amen. But years had passed, and time had went by, and his dad was a dying, and it was time for the blessings, amen, to be dispersed. Amen. But remember, Esau sold his birthright. That means, amen, he couldn't receive the inheritance. I want you to know today, amen, we've got blessings coming our way. Amen. We've got one of the greatest gifts that was ever given to man, and that is eternal life. The Bible says, amen, that He sent His only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Brother, we can have eternal life. You better believe it out there in radio land. You're going to live forever. Yes, this old body's going to die, and it will decay into the earth, but the soul's going to live forever. And the Word of God says, you're either going to live in the glories and the splendor of heaven, or you're going to the damnation of hell. Brother, listen to this old time preacher. A deal that's gone bad. You may say today, preacher, I'm not making any deals. I'm just living my life. The Bible reads like this, to whom you yield your members, that is to whom the servant you are of. If you yield your members to unrighteous, then you are unrighteous. If you yield your members to holiness and righteousness, then you are holy and righteous. Amen. It's this simple. You're going to reap just what you sow. Amen. I want you to know something. You may not realize, amen, what you have done. Amen. When you go through your life and living in that sinful nature and fulfilling the lust of the flesh and the pride of the eye. Amen. No, you don't realize. Amen. You are servant of the devil. You are doing his hideous ways. You may not be a murderer. You may not be a thief. You may not be a fornicator or adulterer. Amen. But brother, if you've not called out on the name of the Lord, amen, and forgive and ask God to forgive you of your sins, brother, there'll come a day, amen, that you'll not receive the blessing at the end of the hour when death comes and takes us out of here. Isaac died and somebody received the blessing. I want you to know, my friend, that Jesus Christ, He died on a cross, amen, that we can have life and have it more abundantly. He was buried in a tomb in 3 days. He come up out of there, and He's alive, and He's alive forevermore, that we can have the blessings. Brother, listen at this old time preacher. Amen. You can have it today. You don't have to yield to the cares of this life. You don't have to yield to the material thereof. Don't be a slave to this world. Amen. But turn your back, amen, towards the cross, and give your heart to the Lord and say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me, a sinner. And the Bible said He's faithful and He's just to forgive our sins. I'm preaching this morning on a deal gone bad. Amen. I want to read some more scriptures. Amen. If God would help me today, I want to show you about Judas. Amen. We all know it. Some people don't like reading it. Amen. But the Bible said Judas coveted for 30 pieces of silver. Amen. He spoke to the rulers and the, amen, there in the courtroom, and he tried to talk and see what he could get out of it. And they said, we'll give you 30 pieces of silver, Judas, if you just tell us who the Messiah is. And Judas coveted with them and said, the one whom I kiss will be the one. And the Bible said, amen, as he betrayed the Son of God that day, amen, they took Jesus into the, amen, into Pilate's hall. And the Bible said that they beat him and they scourged him and they buffed him. Excuse me. And they buffed him. And the Bible said here in Matthew chapter 26 and 27, amen. And then the morning was come, and all the chief priests and the elders, people, and the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Verse 3, the Bible said, then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, he repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned. I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what is it to us? Could you imagine what happened there that moment? Judas is sitting in the crowd. They see what they've done to Jesus. He's visualizing the whole thing. And as they beat him and buffed him and throwed him out of the court, Judas runs in the middle of the hall, throws the 30 pieces of silver at the elders and the priests. He said, I've sinned. I'm sorry. Take it. And they said to Judas, what is it to us? It is blood money. And the Bible reads that Judas was tormented, and he went out to the potter's field, and he took a rope and a noose, and he hung himself. And the Bible said his bowels gushed out. Brother, listen at me. It's a deal gone bad. Amen. He thought for a moment, I'll enjoy the pleasures. I'll have a good time. Amen. That money will come in handy. But what he seen and what he had done afterwards, his heart could not stand it. His mind could not settle it. Amen. The devil that took him farther than he ever wanted to go. Listen at me today. Amen. You're in that condition this morning. Amen. Because it was one step after another. It didn't happen overnight. Amen. You made up your mind. You turned your back on the Lord. You got in that condition. But I'm here to tell you today, and this old time preacher is telling you there's grace and there's mercy that can save to the uttermost. And God is standing with open arms, willing to receive you home. How about it today? Don't follow through. Turn your back. Give your heart to the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm a preaching today on a deal gone bad. Woo! A deal gone bad. Acts chapter 5 and verse 1. Ananias and Sapphira, they bought some land, and they were supposed to bring it in and give the money to Peter, the apostle, waiting to take in the first fruit of their labor. And we find during that time it was lawful that they do it. We find Ananias and Sapphira kept back a little bit of money. And when they came into the door to pay the bill, Peter said, how much have you sold the land for? And they said, for so much. And he said, why has you lied to the God? And why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? And the Bible said immediately, they fell dead. Brother, you're not getting by. You're not getting by lying to God and lying to the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is Pastor Bobby Salmon. I wish I had more time, but we're about to go off, and I'm here to tell you, take the time and rethink. Give your heart to the Lord. Amen. A deal that's gone bad. Amen. Until we meet again next week, this is Pastor Bobby Salmon with the 5 Mile Wholeness Church. May the Lord bless you is our prayer.